by name.
Blog Talk Radio.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I knew it was thy blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. He's alive, amen, he's alive. Jesus is alive forever, he's alive. Amen, he's alive, amen, he's alive. Jesus is alive forever, he's alive. Amen, oh, he's alive, amen, he's alive. My Jesus is alive forever, he's alive. Amen, oh, he's alive. Amen, he's alive. Jesus is alive forever, he's alive. Amen, oh, he's alive. Amen, oh, he's alive. My Jesus is alive forever. God's not dead. He's alive, God's not dead. He's alive, God's not dead. He's alive, I feel him all over me. I feel him in my body. He's alive, I feel him in my body. He's alive, I feel him in my body. He's alive, I feel him all over me. God's not dead. It's alive, just not dead. It's alive, just not dead. It's alive, I feel him all over me. I feel him in my hand. It's alive, I feel him in my chest. It's alive, I feel him in my voice. It's alive, I feel him all over me. God's not dead. It's alive, God's not dead. If I like the body, if I like the feeling all over me, I feel it in my life. If I like the feeling in my life, if I like the feeling in my life, it's alive, a feeling all over me. That's not it. It's alive, that's not it. It's alive, that's not it. It's alive, a feeling all over me. A feeling in my life. It's alive, a feeling in my teeth. In my life, a feeling in my heart. It's alive, a feeling all over me. That's not it. It's alive, that's not it. It's alive, that's not it. It's alive, a feeling all over me. A feeling in my life. It's alive, a feeling in my hand. It's alive, a feeling in my chest. It's alive, a feeling all over me. God's not there. It's alive, God's not there. It's alive, God's not there. It's alive, a feeling all over me. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I know what in unto heaven's blessed life. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus is coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I know what in unto heaven's blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus is coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus, the same Jesus is coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus, the same Jesus. It's coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus, the same Jesus. It's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I know what he answers, heaven's blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus. It's coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus. The same Jesus is coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I do give him unto heaven's blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus is coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus, oh, the same Jesus, oh, the same Jesus. He's coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus, oh, the same Jesus. He's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I do give him unto heaven's blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus. He's coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus. Oh, the same. Oh, the same Jesus. He's coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus. Oh, the same. Oh, the same Jesus. He's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I do give him unto heaven's blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus, he's coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus, oh, the same Jesus, he's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I the giving unto heaven blessed life. Oh, be saved, Jesus. Be saved, Jesus. He's coming back again. Oh, be saved, Jesus. Oh, be saved, Jesus. Oh, be saved, Jesus. He's coming back again. Oh, be saved, Jesus. Oh, be saved, Jesus. Oh, be saved. He's coming back again, oh, the same Jesus, oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus. He's coming back again, oh, the same Jesus, oh, the same Jesus. He's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I am giving unto heaven blessed life. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus. He's coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus. Oh, the same Jesus. The same Jesus. He's coming back again. Oh, the same Jesus. The same Jesus. The same Jesus. He's coming back again. Oh, lifted, I'll be lifted, I'll be lifted by his love. Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of God. Are you lifted? Lifted, are you lifted? We are lifted by his love. Out of sin and sorrow, to the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted? Lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted by his power. Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted? Lifted. I am lifted. Are you lifted? By his grace, out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. Are we lifted, lifted, we are lifted. Are you lifted by his power, out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord? We are lifted, lifted. Are you lifted? I am lifted by his blood. Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted? Lifted, I am lifted. I am lifted by his blood. Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. We are lifted, lifted, we are lifted. I am lifted by power. Out of sin and into the presence of the Lord. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He's risen, he's risen, and he reigns forevermore. He's risen, and he reigns forevermore. Come on, celebrate. Come on, celebrate. The resurrection of our God. Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. He's risen. He's breathing, and he lives forevermore. He's breathing. Come on and celebrate. Come on and celebrate. There is a return now, Father. Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He's risen, he's risen, and he reigns. Forevermore, he is breathing, come on and celebrate, come on and celebrate, the resurrection of our God, celebrate, Jesus celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He's breathing, he's breathing, and he reigns. Forevermore, he is breathing, he's breathing. Come on, let's celebrate. Come on, let's celebrate. The resurrection of Adam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are celebrating Jesus, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, thank you, Jesus. The death could not hold him captive, the grave could not hold him captive. God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he holds my future, my life is what I live in joy. Because he lives, because he lives. You can see tomorrow, because he lives, our fear is gone, and because I know you're my future, my life is what I live in just. Because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all care is gone, and because I know he holds my future. My life is what I live in just because he lives. Because he lives. You can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is done. And because he lives, he holds your future. Your life is what I live in just because he lives. Oh, yes, because he lives. We can face tomorrow because Jesus is alive. We are alive with him. We are resurrected with him. We are living with him. We are flowing with him because he lives. We can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is no more death for me. No more, no more. It's no more death for me for many thousand years. You know, death in the Bible means separation from God, especially in the New Testament. Death is used in the, it signifies separation, eternally separated from God. That's what death means. So when Jesus conquered death and gave us victory, you know, so this song goes, there is no more death for me. No more, no more. There is no more death for me for many thousand years. There is no more failure. No more, no more. There is no more poverty for many thousand years. I said there is no more hardship. No more, no more. There is no more sickness. For many thousand years, I said there is no more failure, no more, no more. There is no more profession for many thousand years. There is no more hardship, no more, no more. There is no more failure for many thousand years. I said there is no more profession, no more, no more. There is no more failure for many thousand years. I said there is no more hardship, more, no more. There is no more poverty for many thousand years. There is no more secrets, no more, no more. There is no more evil for many thousand years. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Oh, God, come down and manifest your power. God, come down and manifest your power to save, to heal, to deliver, to bless people. Lord, we welcome you. Jesus, take control. Holy Spirit, be in charge of this broadcast today. The Lord will bless as many that are listening from all over the world, by radio, by TV, by Twitter, by Facebook, by links, by YouTube, and all the various social media networks. God, this is everyone today. Do something new in the lives of your people. God, touch every heart. The victory that Jesus provided for us on Calvary Street, we have received, and the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive it today. We receive the grace and the mercy and the favor of God, the power of God, the keys of the kingdom, the keys of power, authority and power. We receive it on the throne of grace today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to say a happy and a prosperous Easter Sunday to all our friends and well-wishers and family friends, all members of our family, our brothers and sisters and friends and relations and relatives all over the world, wherever you are. There is no distance in prayer. And I want to wish you all a prosperous Easter Sunday, glorious Easter Sunday. And I tell you, God is a good God. He's going to do you good today in this broadcast. We're going to be talking about the ascension of Jesus Christ, how Jesus ascended into the third heavens and is seated at the right hand of God the Father right now, interceding for you and I. Can you imagine this? It's because he's loving Savior, loving Redeemer. You know, a lot of people don't touch this aspect of the event. You know, a lot of people are interested in his suffering and then death on the cross that the burial, not quite to say the resurrection, but not many people go as far as the ascension of Jesus Christ. A lot of people don't go there. And I think they feel it's not very important, or they want to treat it together with the resurrection. That either way. But God has given me a revelation about the ascension of Jesus Christ, which I always share in times like this. You know, the ascension is as important as the resurrection. The resurrection is as important as the crucifixion. The crucifixion is as important as the burial. The burial is as important as the suffering. You see, all these are tied together in one whole package. In one whole package. And what we're talking about is not Easter. We are not talking about Easter. We are talking about what Jesus did on the cross. What Jesus did for us through the salvation he provided for us on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. And I tell you, the benefits are there. We receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. And in fact, if you look at the last statement of a person, are very important. Go to the Old Testament, start from the beginning. The last words of the patriarchs, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and on and on and on, the Moses, the last words they spoke before they left the earth are very important. Often, those words are prophetic, and you don't play with that. It's like someone going on a journey, and then you want to leave a word for your family or for everyone who they ask of you. You want to leave a message for them. You want to leave a word for them. It's very important, the last words before Jesus Christ left the earth. The final page of what Jesus did before he left the earth is very important. You can't put that under the carpet. No. And right here in Luke 24, verses 36 to the end, you find Jesus was at Galilee. And before Galilee, he appeared to his disciples. And of course, you know the whole story. During the resurrection, he appeared to Mary Magdalene and then Mary. And then there was one particular instance that really impresses me. Luke 24, verse 13 to 33, the two men on their way to Emmaus. That's a very interesting story. And we learned something from there too. There were two men. They are probably disciples of Jesus Christ. They were on their way to Emmaus, and in Luke 24, verse 13 to 33, these two men were conversing about Jesus Christ on their way to Emmaus. I like that story. I long to tell that story of Jesus and his love. I long to tell that story of Jesus and his glory. Of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I long to tell the story. I like to tell the story of Jesus and his love and all the things he did. I enjoy talking about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings, thy Lord of Lords, supreme through all eternity. The great I am, thy way, thy truth and thy life. Let's talk about Jesus more and more, more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, thy Lord of Lords, supreme through all eternity. Be great, I am thy way, thy truth and delight. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. The Apostle Paul said, look, when I come to you, I'm not coming to hear gossip and slander. I am not coming to tell you stories, you know, people gossiping and slandering people. That's not what I'm coming for. I came to share with you the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I came to, you know, to share with you what God is doing. You know, so these two men on their way to Emmaus, they started talking about Jesus Christ and what Jesus had done and how he was beaten and crucified and buried, and he coming to be resurrected on Sunday morning, on the third day. As they were talking, Luke 24, verse 13 to 17, as they were talking, Jesus appeared in their midst because he was now resurrected and in the form of the Spirit. He could appear and disappear anytime. So he was appearing to his disciples and to his followers, and he was ministering to them and sharing with them and talking with them. You know, when he met these two men, they were talking about Jesus. And Jesus joined them, and they were all talking together. And they didn't know that it was Jesus Christ he was talking to. You know, things like that happen sometimes. You know, you are just talking, and you don't know who you are talking to. Eh? So these two men on their way to Emmaus, you know, Luke 24, verse 13 to 33, and they were talking about all the things that have just happened. Jesus had just, you know, had just been crucified, buried, and now he's resurrected. We don't know what's going to happen next. So they were on their way to Emmaus. They were talking about Jesus. And as they were talking about Jesus, Jesus came in their midst. Do you know Jesus can come in your midst? Oh, yes, he's visiting. He's ministering. He's a spirit. God is a spirit. He's everywhere. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, King David said, where can I go from your presence? If I go under the sea, God is there. If I go up in the air, God is there. If I hide somewhere, God. So he's a spirit. He's everywhere hearing you talk. You know, you better talk about God. Talk about Jesus. Stop gossiping. Stop slandering. Stop hatred. Malice and fighting and quarreling and shouting and fighting. You don't need those things. Let's talk about Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who came to die for all, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And by his stripes we are healed. So these two men, we are talking about Jesus, and then Jesus appeared in their midst. It's a very interesting story when I read it. And then Jesus walked alongside with them. And as he was walking alongside with them, they still didn't know that this is Jesus yet. They kept talking. But Jesus knew them anyway. And then Jesus made a statement. He said, you fool, are you strangers in this spirit? Don't you know that Jesus had to die and go to the cross and be killed and be buried and be resurrected? He was even saying all that to them again. So while he was saying that, they were looking at him. Who is this person? This person is just talking to us. We don't even know who you are, though. So as they moved on, Jesus started ministering to them, and their eyes opened spiritually, and they could tell that this is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He just has spent time with us. I pray for you today. May you receive a divine visitation from the Almighty God. May Jesus appear in your home, in your family, in your business, in your church, in your ministry, in your marriage, in your children. May Jesus appear to you. May Jesus come into every area of your life. Of course, he's the Prince of Peace. And when he comes in, he brings you joy and peace and love and all the good things and grace and mercy and favor into your life. So Jesus kept appearing to his disciples. He appeared to Peter and ministered to him. And then he appeared to the 12 disciples and broke bread with them and ministered to them as well. You read about that in Matthew 27, verse 32. And then 1 Corinthians 15, verse 5 to 10. And then he appeared to all the disciples in Mark 16, verse 7. Yes, but before I dwell on this, there is something God laid in my heart to share today. When Jesus was, when he carried the cross on himself, and he was on his way to Calvary, he was tired, and he was weak. You read about that in Matthew 27, verse 32, Mark 15, verse 21, Luke 23, verse 26. Jesus was tired, and he was carrying the cross. It was a heavy cross he was carrying, going to Calvary to be crucified. And because he was tired, his body was weak, so the Roman soldiers, they compelled one Simon of Cyrene to bear the cross for him. Simon of Cyrene, I followed up and I found out that he's from Libya. Yes, and of course he was a Christian, and he carried the cross for Jesus Christ. He helped Jesus to carry the cross, you know, going to Calvary, you know, where the Golgotha is, where the crucifixion was going to take place. Now, there's something I want to bring up here. I got this rhema this afternoon as I was preparing for today's ministration. There is something about Africa which we undermine more of the time. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, Herod was making trouble. King Herod wanted Jesus killed. And so Joseph and Mary carried the baby Jesus and ran into Africa. When they ran into Africa, into Egypt, they ran there and they found safety. Then the Bible says that King Herod died a few years later, and Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, little Jesus, they had to return back to Nazareth. And now this is another time again, the man who carried the cross for Jesus Christ, helped Jesus to carry the cross, Simon of Cyrene, the Bible says is from Africa, Libya. Libya, Matthew chapter 27, verse 32, Mark 15, verse 31, and then Luke 23. There is something about Africa which we undermine, we sweep it under the carpet. But I tell you, as I was meditating about this aspect, I got some clear revelation. Africa is in God's program for end time revival. Oh yes, Africa is God's program for the end time revival, evangelism, and mission. It is not a mistake all these things are prophetic for Jesus to be born. And then to find safety from King Herod, who wanted to kill him, they had to run to Africa and found safety. Until King Herod died, and Jesus and his parents had to come back into Nazareth. There is something there. You know, there is a message there. And then at this point again, Jesus was carrying the cross, was bearing his own body. The Roman soldiers, looking for who to help Jesus to bear his body, they found Simon of Cyrene. When they found Simon of Cyrene, hello?
Hello, Uncle. What do you say,
sir? Same to you. God bless you. How are you doing?
I am fine. I'm good.
Yeah. Praise God.
How are you?
Yeah, we are fine. Are you enjoying the Easter today?
Yeah, I'm listening to the word, watching
the end. Amen.
It is fine, it's okay.
Yeah. All right, I will call you back. It's just that I'm on air now, I'm recording.
Tell Auntie that I've been trying to get that.
Okay, all right.
Because I sent her something,
Okay. All right. I'll call you back when I finish this second. All right. So, yes, that person was enjoying the message. So, the person just felt like calling, but that's okay. I get this all the time. All right. So, Africa is in God's program for the end time revival mission and evangelism. You can see the revival fire coming from Africa. You know, prayer warriors, intercessors, and the great preachers in Africa, you know, spreading the gospel worldwide. These are all prophetic. It is prophetic. Riambonke, Evangelist Riambonke, blessed memory. He said there was somebody mentioned about Africa. Africa must be saved. Blood washed Africa. Listen to him a lot. I'll attend many of his meetings. You know, there's something about Africa. Africa is in the program of God for the end time. In fact, there was a prophecy about Africa in the 50s. In the 1950s, there was a prophecy about Africa. The map of Africa is in the shape of a pistol. You know, like you have a gun, a pistol. If you look at the map of Africa, it's in the shape of a pistol. It's in the shape of a gun. And the trigger point is Nigeria. And the prophecy came, the word came, say, the end time fire, the end time revival, the end time mission and evangelism is going to spark from Nigeria. It will go around Africa and then affect the whole globe. Of course, we have seen that happen. It's happening already. Because eventually we found that the largest Pentecostal churches in the whole world, they are inside Lagos. You know, the largest Pentecostal churches in the whole world it's not South Korea. In South Korea, it's only 1 million people per Sunday. But the largest Pentecostal churches in the whole world, it's not South Korea again. They are right there in Lagos. And you can see the fire coming from Africa. The end-time revival, end-time flame, end-time, you know, evangelism, fiery. Apostles, evangelists, missionaries, pastors coming from that part of the world to all, you know, going around the globe and so on and so forth. We want to thank God for that. We give God glory. I know Nigeria has all the political problems and all the, you know, economic issues and all the leadership problems, insecurities that is there right now and all that But there is something about Africa. Africa is in the program of God for this end time. You can see it yourself. No wonder the devil is angry. The devil is angry with Nigeria. The devil wants Nigeria to be smashed to pieces, but you can't destroy the program of God. Nigeria is for Christ. Africa is for Jesus. Nigeria belongs to the Lord, and the devil can't do anything about it. You know, the devil bring all kind of problems to that country, you know, political problems, insecurities, and all the economy. But yet, you can see the flames of the fire of the Holy Ghost power, you know, radiating from the continent of Africa into the other part of the world. I give God glory for that. I give God glory. You know, it's not our power. It's not our strength. It's not that we are better or holier than anybody. It's just the grace of God. You know, so we're talking about this now. And the ascension, before Jesus ascended, he commissioned the disciples. He gave them authority. He said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And this power has been given to everyone. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. It was a great commission. And those were the very last words of Jesus Christ before he left the earth. Finally, he told the disciples, say, but tarry ye in Jerusalem, till ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 24:49. Then he said, I send you the promise of the Father. Not many days hence, there will be an outpouring of the Spirit and the power with which you will preach this gospel, but go to Jerusalem right now and tarry for the power to come into you. You need the Holy Ghost power to do this work, because you can't do this work in the flesh. You can't do this work in the flesh. You know the Spirit, it is the Holy Ghost power with which you do this work. And so you go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. The promise of the Father. What is the promise? In the latter days, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall see visions, shall prophesy. That is the promise of the Father. And then Jesus said, when I leave, that promise will be fulfilled. But for you to partake of the Pentecost, I want you to go back to Jerusalem and tarry for the presence of the Lord to come down on you, because you need the power of the Holy Ghost to do this work. This is very important. This is very important. Now the question is this. The disciples have been with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years. And Jesus is about to ascend, and then he's telling them to go and wait for the promise of the Father. Oh yes, they have to get the Holy Ghost power in order to be able to evangelize and do the work. So there was the promise of the Father. The promise has to come. The promise is, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all the world before the end will come. For the gospel to be preached, there has to be the Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has to descend on the disciples for them to be effective in ministry. Today is the same thing. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, what can you really do? Without the power of the Holy Ghost, you can't even preach any, you know, effective sermon. You can't even evangelize and do missions and reach out to nations. It is the power of the Holy Ghost that will energize you to do that. And Jesus said, but tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. How many people tarry nowadays? Are people still tarrying, still waiting on the Lord in prayer, in fasting for the power of God to be made manifest in their life? You're telling me this is not important? It's important. Oh yes, the ascension of Jesus Christ. He led captivity captive and gave gifts to all men. And Christ has made us kings and priests. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. This is a powerful statement. Jesus Christ, through his death, suffering, and resurrection, he has made us kings and priests. He made us kings and priests to reign and rule on earth. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. And then that same statement is repeated in Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. He made us kings and priests. He promoted us by his resurrection. You know, there's a song we used to sing. I am somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High King. I am somebody. You are somebody. With the word in the blood of the Lamb, I'm a son of the Most High King. You are somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High King. I'm somebody because I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. I'm a son of the Most High King. Oh, yes. That's who I am. There's nothing in me. Christ in me is the hope of glory. You know, so Jesus' resurrection was a promotion for us believers. Jesus' resurrection is a promotion for us believers. For all the Christians, the people of God, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is a kind of promotion for us, because he said Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 and then Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. The statement is repeated two times. Each time a statement is repeated in the scripture, it means it is a very, very serious statement. It's a very, very serious statement. Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. So by his resurrection, by his death, suffering, and resurrection, we have been promoted. We have been lifted. Lifted, I've been lifted by his power. Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted, lifted? I am lifted. We are lifted by his blood. Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. We are lifted, lifted. I am lifted. Are you lifted by his blood? Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. The blood of Jesus lifted us, promoted of greater. The God has highly exalted him and given a name that is above every other name, that are the name of Jesus, every name of God. Before that, something that was said in verse 7. Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, that he humbled himself and obeyed even unto the cross. Jesus humbled himself and obeyed God up to the cross. Because he humbled himself, then verse 8 says, God exalted him. Oh, hallelujah. It is the humble person that God will exalt. Your humility brings your promotion. Your humility brings your... The one that went down is the one that came up. Oh, yes. The way up is down. The way down is up. See, because he said, he that exalts himself shall be abased. He that humbles himself shall be lifted. Jesus humbled himself, Philippians 2 verse 7. He humbled himself and obeyed God up to the cross. Then verse 8 now says, and then God lifted him and exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name. It was the humility, the humbleness that brought his upliftment and upgradement and enthronement. So through Jesus Christ, we have been buried in baptism. We are buried with him in baptism. Baptism means you identify with the burial of Jesus Christ. And when you came out to live for him. So in baptism, we are crucified with him. Then Apostle Paul says, nevertheless, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me. So, you see, the promotion God gave to us through the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, we have been promoted. We have been lifted. We have been upgraded. See, I sang that song, I am somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High King. You are somebody. We are somebody. We be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a child of the Most High King. I'm a child of the Most High King because I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. The blood has brought promotion to us, upliftment, upgradement, enthronement to higher ground. As so the scripture says, we are a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. So, Rabbi Saya, I love God. Ayakataya, I will serve him till I leave this earth. I will love Jesus with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my spirit. I will serve him till I leave this earth. I'm not going away from him because he loves us so much. You know, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us to be saved. You see the concern. See? So there's so much to grasp from the ascension of Jesus Christ. It's very important. The last words of a man, the last words of a person are very important. The final word. You find in the Old Testament, you read about Jacob. Jacob was to leave this earth, and he called his children, and he began to speak over their lives. And everything he said was what they became. And then Joseph repeated the same thing, and then Isaac and Abraham, see. So it is very important, the last words, the final words of a man, They are very, very important. They go ye therefore and preach the gospel, because all power has been given unto me, and I hand over that power to you, the disciples. Now go and preach the gospel. How will you preach the gospel? Tarry ye in Jerusalem, till ye be endued with power. And so the disciples went to the upper room, the home of Mary in Jerusalem, the upper room, 120 believers, and they were there praying. And on the 10th day of the prayer, heaven opened, and the Holy Ghost came down, the Pentecost, and they were all filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit with evidences of speaking in tongues. And that was how the New Testament church began. Spread the evangelism and the revival all over Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then went to other parts of the world. You know, so you can see the power in Jesus Christ. I tell you, God is a good God. He loves you so much. He has great plans and great thoughts for you. I want to pray for you today. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I know this has blessed you. You now understand the ascension of Jesus Christ. A lot of people don't talk about this. People don't want to preach it. They think it's not important. They think it's not necessary. But let me tell you, the final statements of a man before he departed are very, very important. And those last acts were very important, because the Bible says he blessed the disciples. He prayed for them. He ministered to them. He strengthened them. And he gave them word to live on, to go by, you know, instructions which he gave them. And those things apply to us today. We need to tarry in Jerusalem to hear the endued with power from on high. I know you got the Holy Spirit, but that's not enough. You need to have not an ankle anointing, not a loin deep anointing. You need to have the double portion of the Holy Ghost. You need to have overflowing anointing, overflowing power of the Holy Ghost to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils, and to minister to humanity. Yes, we need to tarry in Jerusalem until we be endued with power from on high. Somebody asked for double portion, and he got it. Some people have loin deep anointing. Some people have ankle deep anointing. But there is an overflowing anointing. They say the anointing on Jesus Christ was without measure. You couldn't measure the level of anointing on Jesus Christ. You could touch the hem of his garment and receive your healing. You know, Peter's shadow was healing the sick. Paul's handkerchief. You know, Paul's handkerchief was healing the sick and casting out them. Can you imagine? The anointing was so much. You know, today people just get a little anointing and then they see that, oh, God has so much for us. There's double anointing. Somebody said, I need the double portion of the power. And he got it. You know, so on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came down upon the disciples. Because Jesus gave them instruction before he ascended to tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. We need to tarry also like the disciples did. You know, we need to tarry. And don't tell me you've gotten the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me you've gotten the anointing. That's not enough. Yes. Like a river that has overflowed. Like a river that has overflowed, like a river that has overflowed, like an ocean that has overflowed, like a river that has overflowed, like a river that has overflowed. Let it overflow, let it overflow, let it overflow, let it overflow, let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Don't tell me you've got in the Holy Spirit. Don't tell me you've got in the power. Don't tell me. There is an overflowing power of the Holy Ghost. Overflowing anointing, overflowing grace and mercy. And the anointing of Jesus was without measure, to the point where touch him and you receive something. You know, the same with Peter. Peter's shadow was healing the sick. You know, to talk about Apostle Paul's handkerchief. You know, the level of anointing. What is the level of the anointing have you got? You got a loin deep anointing? Or you got an ankle deep anointing? There is overflowing power. That's the one I'm going for. I need to tarry in Jerusalem. Yes, I need to tarry for more. I need to tarry some more. I receive from the throne of grace the double portion of the Holy Ghost power to heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out devils and do miracles and signs and wonders and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's what it is. I'm tired of old preaching, old sermon, old dead religion with no power, no strength, nothing is happening. All they are doing is just practicing religion and religion and religion and religion, and there's nothing to show for it. But thank God for Jesus. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall become witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Oh, yes, that's what it is. Today, I pray for everyone who have heard the word of God, that you will receive from on high all what God has for you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord speak into your life right now. May he minister grace and favor to you right now. May you receive from heaven all that God has for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, I want to thank every one of you for joining us on Facebook, Twitter, Link, YouTube, and over the phone and also on. I tell you, God is a great God. You have been blessed today. You have received the word of God. May you be a doer of this word and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, tweet it out, send it out, email it to people, test it out, and let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, Felicitas. I will love you. And Jesus loves you too. On Saturday, we're going to come on again with another great time. And at the same time next week, God is going to do a new thing. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Ye men of God, lily white tongue, ye. I know what you know to heaven's blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus. The same Jesus is coming back again. The